שליח של הרב שלום ארוש בן ימה. Good news. Good news. בני ישראל, I'm calling you all. We allow to live. We allow to live. Borolam wants us to live. Borolam wants us to succeed. And this is what it's going to be. Borei Olam is revealing himself to Am Yisrael in a way that Am Yisrael are not used to that at all. In different generations, people would go and try to scream to Hashem and to pray to Hashem and they would not be answered. And today people, even like us, even people that are so far from Kedusha, means even if you're going to just check it, by every aspect that you're going to check yourself, even if you're putting all of your powers today as a Baal Teshuva in Avodat Hashem, you're so far from Avodat Hashem because you don't know nothing on Avodat Hashem and you don't have the tradition, the real tradition. Even if you grew up in a religious house, you don't have no tradition of Kedusha, of holiness, of the light of Hashem Yitbarach that had been given to Am Yisrael from one generation to the second. Ask who got that light, you are not going to be answered. Because everyone that wants to claim that he's got it will say that he's got it and no one else. And everyone else is going to say that they got it and he doesn't. So all of those assumptions fell already. All of those theories fell already. The only thing that you can see, that you cannot argue with, is success. If you see someone that succeeds, you know that he's got something. So you need to join him. You need to find yourself, where he got that light. If you see that he got that light from Hashem, you don't have no questions on it anymore. Rabbeinu HaKadosh made something in the world that by that he changed all of that topic that's called tradition forever. Why? Because Rabbeinu said, we're going to do something that weren't exist before. We're going to make something new, that it's students that make students. That is tradition. But it wasn't there before. He said even that issue of a Baal Shem Tov, and Rabbeinu lived 20-30 years after the Baal Shem Tov. Rabbeinu was there in the generation of the most important students of a Baal Shem Tov. And still, he could already see that the light of a Baal Shem Tov already disappeared. The Ari HaKadosh was a lighthouse, was illuminating the East, was illuminating Eretz Israel. Rabbi Yosef Karo was in that generation. Rabbi Chaim Vital, that people promised to him, that Eliyahu HaNavi promised him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is shaking his hand and telling him, you're going to be Mashiach, sit close to me on my right side. With all of those promises, and it's all disappeared and been hidden. The files are somewhere in X-Files. Nignezu. This is it. No one knows. No one have no... Where is Ari HaKadosh? You have some books. It's written. Not all of them complete. You don't know exactly what to do. Okay, let's say Rabbi Chaim Vital. Where is he? We don't know. Okay, Baal Shem Tov. Where is the light of a Baal Shem Tov? Chabad, Vizhnitz, Belz. All other kinds of Dushinsky, all of the kinds of the Chassiduyot. Where is the light? The light of a Baal Shem Tov. A few books. So where is the light? The light is an inner light. It has to be an inner light. Where can you find that? You can find it today inside of yourself. Like that today we don't have Amalekites, Amalekim outside. The enemy of Amalek is not a nation anymore. So who is that Amalek today? It's those doubts. So also the tradition and the connection to Hashem Yitbarach, today in this generation, you're going to find it inside. You can find it, and it's not depends in your rabbi, and it's not depends in no one. If you're looking for Hashem Yitbarach, you can wake up in the middle of India, in the middle of a foreign worshipping idol temple. Over there, you can see Hashem. You can have a vision. I remember a friend of mine 20 years ago in Jerusalem. He went to an acid party, to a trance party. He took 2.5, how you say, 3 p.m. This is what that he told us that he took. He had a vision in the middle of the party. He wasn't naked, Baruch Hashem.
He ran to yeshiva in Beitar, and until today he's got 6 or 7 children. They're all Breslover Hasidim. They're keeping Torah and mitzvot. You're going to say drugs, you're going to say this, that. The parents, for sure they had what to say. Today, you cannot argue with the success. Today that there is a family with 8 children that are going to live long life, and they're all functioning and learning Torah and learning in Talmud Torah. With that, you cannot argue. When my parents came to me in the beginning of Shabbat and told me, what are you going to do? How are you going to make it? Where are you going to find living? And today you look from the side and you say, hey, you have a family, relax, no one is hitting the children, they have nice seudot in Shabbos, inviting guests, he's teaching, he's got a job, he's not receiving money, like everyone else, everything is good. So you cannot argue with success. You cannot argue with success. And that is something that Hashem is willing to hand today to everyone. Everyone that wants to succeed. Everyone that wants to succeed. Today a person called me. Now, I was standing outside. He asked me, a good friend of mine told me, I have to ask you a question. I told him, yes, I don't have the time. He said, I need 3 minutes. I told him, go. Like always, what can I? You can stop a Jew. You cannot stop a Jew. Yes, go. He tells me, look. A secular person, chiloni, totally chiloni, not religious at all, not keeping Shabbos, not Taharat HaMishpacha, nothing. He tells me for a long time, every time I'm walking in the streets, I'm saying to Hashem Yitbarach, please Hashem, give me the proof that you're with me and help me. I'm 40 years old and I'm working and I have a salary of 30,000 shekels a month. It's a huge salary. And we're not finishing the month. And I don't know what to do. And really, it's reality. They're not finishing the month. And he's saying it to Hashem Yitbarach daily, every day. Help me, help me. Today someone called him and told him, I have a job for you. 60,000, double amount. 60,000 shekels a month. And options, and this and that. He told me, listen, for me, it's a huge miracle. But you're closer to Hashem Yitbarach a little bit than I am. So tell me, is that the way of Hashem Yitbarach to help? This is how Hashem is doing it. What can you say? You cannot argue with success. When you go to Hashem Yitbarach and Hashem is closing your debts, and Hashem is buying you a house, and Hashem is helping you to find your mate, your shidduch, and Hashem is helping in Shalom Bayit, and Hashem helps you to understand things and to find powers in your life, you cannot argue with that. So, it's true, we can see in Parashat HaShavua, Can you give me Parashat HaShavua? We can see in Parashat HaShavua that over there, in the end of last Parashat HaShavua, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lama reot al ha'am hazeh? Why are you doing bad things to this nation? Today we came, I came to Egypt to help them, I'm your messenger, I came to try to help them and to do whatever I can for them. And the decrees are just getting worse and worse. Lama reota? Why are you doing bad things to Am Israel? Moshe Rabbeinu is asking. Borei Olam is answering to him like Rashi is saying in a strict way. Borei Olam is stopping Moshe Rabbeinu. Don't complain. Don't complain. Don't say nothing. You don't understand me at all. Borei Olam is saying to Moshe. Borei Olam is saying to Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayomer Elav, Ani Hashem. I am Hashem. I am the mercy. Who are you talking to? You think you can complain? You think you can understand me? Ani Hashem! And I revealed myself to Abraham, and to Yitzchak, and to Yaakov. How was revealing myself to them? Bekel Shakai, Bekel Shaddai, in the name that is still coming from judgments. It's not the name of Hashem, of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Only to you! Ushmi Hashem lo nodati lahem, but my kindness I haven't revealed to them. Now you're complaining because you see judgments. But I haven't revealed, I haven't fulfilled my mission, I haven't completed. I haven't revealed, I haven't gave you the Torah yet. I haven't brought you to Eretz Israel yet. This is us today. We're still in the same place. Hashem Elokim, the Shem of God, the Shem Yud Kivake, haven't been revealed yet. Hashem's got a war. Milchama Hashem Ba'amalek of Yud Kei. The Yud Kei is revealed, but the Vav Kei is still hidden. Hashem is still fighting. Hashem is still fighting. Why Hashem is fighting? Rav Shalom explained once. If Hashem today is going to decide to remove Amalek from us, we're all going to die. We don't have the power. We still bond to them. We still love them. We still admire them. We still have hope from them. We still count on them. We still have doubts.
If now Hashem is going to tell you, believe in me and nothing else, you're not going to succeed. You're not going to make it. You don't have the power to serve Hashem Yitbarach in Midat Adin, in judgments. You don't have the power, admit. You don't have the power. You still need to eat your hamburgers once a week. You still need to eat your French fries. You need to sleep 8, 7, 9, 12, 14 hours. Once in a while, you need to be able to wake up late after the time of Kriyat Shema. Even if you don't want it, you want to serve Hashem. Okay, the soul screams, I want Hashem, I want Hashem. Alright, but the body is still here. Can you function without a body? No. So you need to feed the body. You need to feed it. There's nothing to do. So Hashem cannot reveal His kindness that He's all alone here to you now. Because that light just going to cancel you in reality. You're just going to disappear. You are not going to make it. So Hashem Yitbarach has to continue to hide Himself from you. This is the real kindness of Hashem Yitbarach. That emet, that like we said 2 days ago, that Hashem is throwing the attribute of truth, the midat emet, to the ground, but Hashlech emet arza, but emet me'eretz titzmach. The truth is going to grow slowly, 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 with the time from the ground, like wheat, like flowers, like all kinds of plants. The truth is going to grow. We are growing, Am Yisrael succeeding. This is the proof that Hashem Yitbarach is with us. And what's the success? When you have a real connection with Hashem. When you talk to Hashem and you've been answered, that's the proof that Hashem is with us. That Hashem is building Jerusalem. That Hashem gives houses to people. That Hashem lets us sit and learn Torah. We couldn't do that. How you sit and learn Torah? Well, you have the parnasah to do it. No one outside can understand. None of us, of our stories. No one. Here you have something like 30 people. No one can understand our story. No one. Not your story, not your story. How you survive, how you survive, how you survive. No one can understand. Not your story, not yours, not yours. No one. No one going to believe you, even if you're going to make an oath hugging a Sefer Torah, that it's not your fault that you're surviving. He cannot believe you. That you haven't done nothing for that, and it's all a free gift. Hashem helps. He cannot grab it. Why? Because you haven't tried that. But if he's going to find himself like you, to go to the field every day, and to scream to Hashem, to ask from Hashem, to tell Hashem, Hashem going to reveal himself to him. It means that every Jew, every person, even a non-Jew, can connect himself today to the Creator in a way that it wasn't exist before. Because Hashem reveals His mercifulness in every generation more and more and more, and the peak going to be in the redemption, in the Geulah, when He's going to reveal Beit HaMikdash. That what? What you think going to be? Beit HaMikdash made out of fire gonna come down. It's you just gonna find out that Beit HaMikdash is here. It was in your heart. It was already here. You couldn't pray. Mashiach, who is Mashiach? Who is Mashiach? Oh, Mashiach is here. Oh, he was sitting here. Oh, Mashiach was there. Oh, we talked to him already. Oh, he told me that. Oh, this is how you're gonna find Mashiach. Mashiach gonna come Be'Seach Hadat. You are not gonna notice that Mashiach is already here and working between us and fighting between us. Nations are coming and surrendering themselves to Am Yisrael. Another non-Jew is calling and telling, Rav Dror, Rav Dror, you saved my life, you're my rabbi. Can I also convert? Rav Shalom, communities he's got that are coming to him and surrendering themselves to him and paying him, giving him money and buying thousands of books from him. How did it happen? How is it happening? Because the light of Mashiach is coming down. He's coming down to the world. And people have a point of truth. It's enough for them. This is it. It catches them. This is it. You don't need to be nothing to serve Hashem. Like that we are not Talmidei Chachamim and still we can serve Hashem Yitbarach. So also a person that is not Jew can also serve Hashem Yitbarach and to join Am Yisrael. You can convert. You can love Am Yisrael. Even people from the nations that are not converting yet, they can have a life in the world to come, eternal life. They're going to have an eternal life. Hashem Yitbarach gives that opportunity to everyone in the world to have eternal life. Means to connect yourself to the source of life, to eternal life, to Chaya Chaim, to Hashem Yitbarach Himself. And that is available to everyone. That is that green light that we're screaming and talking about it all of the time. We're dedicating now the Shi'ur to the Refuah Shlema of Rabbi David Chaim Stern Ben Sarah Chaya Leah. Shalom Refuah Shlema. Amen.
Amen.
What? Alter, they put the add name Alter. Rabbi Alter, David, Chaim, Stern, Ben, Sarah, Chaya, Leah. Refuah Shlema, Amen. We need the righteous people. Righteous people, I'm sorry to say, how do you say, brackets, inside the brackets, now, parentheses. Now, righteous people are crazy. Listen, they're crazy. They're meshugaim, meshugaim. They're throwing themselves to the fire and they're not thinking, they're not afraid, they don't care about themselves at all. One time I was speaking to Rabbi David Chaim Stern, Rabbi Alter David Chaim Stern, and I asked him a certain question. He stopped me. He told me, tell me, how's Rav Shalom feels? How is he? So I stopped, I told him, I think he's okay, but why? What are you asking? So he said, I think he's taking too much up on himself. It's good to pray on him. I went to the field after a few days, and day after, or 2 days after, I made it with little rabbi. I don't know why, I just, those words came up to my head, what did Rabbi David Chaim Stern told me, I started to cry. Immediately I started to cry, because I said to myself, look, you're talking with a person that no one can stop him from doing whatever he decides. Lo aleinu. When Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovich decided, he saw that there was a horrible decree on Am Yisrael, he threw himself to the fire. He disappeared. In one day, he went up to heaven. In one day. And he saved 1 million Jews. All right, worth it, maybe. He chose that to do. Great, thank you. We're thanking you. We don't want to lose Tzadikim. If you see horrible decrees happening in France and you don't know what's going on and you don't have over there a supportive government that's going to help Am Israel, that's going to help the Jews, going to save them, the police officers over there don't know how to hold a gun. They don't know what to do. The Ishmaelim over there need to take spoons and they're going to win the war over there. They don't need nothing. With their fists they're going to win. You need a miracle, you need a gigantic miracle to save Am Israel over there from the jaws of those, that damn nation, Ishmaelim. Nothing can save us except of the Mesirut Nefesh the Jews are going to do for Jews. So the Tzadikim, that they see what's going on, and they see that they can cancel decrees, they're not thinking. They're thinking what to do, how to save souls, how to save Am Israel, and they're throwing themselves to the fire. This is why we need to scream on to Hashem, on the Tzadikim, that Hashem is going to save the Tzadikim. That Hashem will not going to bring the Tzadikim, the righteous people, to stand in those corners that they have to sacrifice themselves for Am Israel. Because we can see now, with what that we're doing, like Rav Shalom is saying, with the distribution, and with what that we're now adding another branch to all of the wonderful Hafatzah of Rav, with the Muna channel, and all of what that we're doing, that you can save lives without killing yourself. Just by handing them books of Arab, CDs of Arab, and other classes, and more options. So you can bring people closer to Hashem without decrees. You don't have to threaten their lives with bombers, with tanks, with guns, with knives, and murders. You don't have that. What?
You can share on Facebook.
Yes, you can share it on Facebook, and this is it. You cancel judgments. You just cancel judgments, because why there are judgments? The judgments are because that the person is far from Hashem. But if you bring him closer, no judgments. Like we said, the kitrug of the angels, the kitrug of the malachim, is only because people are not worshipping Hashem, not respecting Hashem, not honoring Hashem. So if now you do, this is it. You cancel judgments. There are no more decrees anymore. This is it. No more decrees. This is our job. We need to throw ourselves into the fire of Hafatzah. To teach with flames of fire. To do whatever we can. Today I took a pack like that of business cards. I went in the streets. You can see trails all over the place. Yosef done that yesterday. Obi done that. All of them. Everywhere. Because you don't know. You give a person this card. He sees Emuna channel. He chooses. He sees a clip, a class. He says, all right, I'll try to talk to Hashem. This is it. It's not your job. You're not his rabbi. You don't have no connection with him anymore. Only him and Hashem. You opened for him that window to Hashem. To believe that he's got a merciful father that loves him, that wants to give him. And he will have salvations that are more than you, more than yours. He can be a prophet. Who knows what he can achieve? Who knows which heart he's got? What he can achieve? Who can he be?
The friends of Rabbi Akiva couldn't believe to the level of Rabbi Akiva. They couldn't hear him. He tried to warn them before they went up to the Pardes. He told them, listen, when you're coming to the place of Neshaish Tahor, clear marble?
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. Pure marble over there in that place. Don't say water. Don't say water. Don't fall into that lie. It's a mistake. They couldn't listen to him. Because they couldn't accept the fact that he was a Baal Tshuva. But he was still from the roots of the soul of Yosef HaTzadik, like Rabbi Chaim Vital is writing. Why the Chachamim couldn't believe in Rabbi Akiva? Because they were also looking at the bodies. No, he's a Baal Tshuva. He had a Pgam HaBrit. He was sinning. He wasn't keeping Shabbos. He wasn't learning Torah. You're talking, he's a Ben Shel Gerim. He's a son of converting people. Converts. Okay, so it's all shtuyot. It's not connected to the soul. Your soul is elokit, is godliness. You have neshama elokit. So if your neshama elokit is coming from Hashem Yitzvarach, can you say something on it? Can you talk? Do you know which neshama I have? Can I say which neshama you have? Can you say on him, he's a goy, today he's a goy, tomorrow he's Yitro. The father-in-law, the choten of Moshe Rabbeinu. Can you talk about him? Today he's a goy, he's worshipping all kinds of avodah zarah, foreign idols, all kinds. All kinds. And tomorrow, he's Yitro. One day. Brit Milah, circumcised, mikveh, finish. This is it. And tomorrow, he's Yitro. He's the father-in-law of Moshe Rabbeinu. You know the level of Yitro? He's the chosen one from all of the nations. He's the main ger that been converted. He's the first one. From all of the nations that chose, the first one that chose to join Am Yisrael, that realized that Am Yisrael and recognized the greatness of Am Yisrael and cancelled all of what that he had before, and so can we Parashat Yitro in the Chumash? Yeah, Parashat Yitro, a complete Parashat in the Chumash been written on Yitro. Can you talk? Can you say? Can you understand who that person can be? Today he can be a goy, and tomorrow he can be Yitro. Tomorrow he can be the Mashiach. He's going to marry someone from the family of David, and his seed's going to be from the seed of Mashiach. We have a promise that Mashiach is going to come from the seed of David, so have to be. But also like that, and also David HaMelech came from a convert, Ruta Moaviyah. She was a Moaviyah 2 hours ago. And now you have David. She was Goya. She was a non-Jew, and today you have David. So you can talk and you understand someone's greatness, someone's soul. From the soul of Ruth HaMoaviyah. From the soul of Ruth HaMoaviyah. And how Ruth HaMoaviyah came. How Ruth HaMoaviyah came? By the merit of Naomi. By the merit of Naomi. Who was Naomi? Naomi, it's the secret. Rav Berland said that once I heard it in a tape, in a cassette, that Rav Berland said that Naomi, it's the secret of the highest pleasure. Noam Ha'elyon. Naomi. My pleasure. Hashem's pleasure. What? Who is that Naomi? Who is that Naomi? And he said, the verse in Tfilat Shmona Esrei that we're saying, Mekabetz Nidche Amo Israel. This is one of the names of Hashem. That is Mekabetz Nidche Amo Israel. He brings the farthest people from Am Israel back together. Mekabetz, gathering. Nidche, the ones that are already, people forgot them. They were Nidachim, been rejected. Amo Israel, from the nation of Israel, he is gathering all of them. It's the first letters of the word Naomi. Mekabetz Nidche Amo Israel. Means that the secret of how to bring all of Am Israel, it's by pleasant, by Noam Ha'elyon. Being kind, being nice, hugging everyone, loving everyone, supporting everyone, accepting everyone. And then Ruth HaMoaviyah can say to Naomi, your God is my God, your Torah is my Torah, your nation is my nation, I don't care, I'm not Jewish, I'm not going to be Jewish, I don't care. She's been converted only a lot of time after it, only when they came back to Eretz Israel. She completed all of her conversion process. When she was there, she gave up on everything. And Orpah, the other woman that was there, she said, no, she's been rejected. She chose to go back to the palace of her father, to go back to money, to go back to lust and desires. She couldn't handle the holiness of Am Israel. But, so the nations that are going to choose not to connect us, all right, they're going to be rejected. It's not. But we are hugging everyone. We accept everyone. We love everyone because everyone has what to give. Because you cannot reject her. Because she can be Ruta Moaviyah. Because the seed of David HaMelech can come from her. Why? Because she's humble. Because she's so humble. Because she's given up on everything. This is the secret of the Baal Tshuva. This is the secret of the Gerim. This is what Hashem Yitbarach is rebuking us. Remember that you were also Gerim Be'eretz Mitzrayim. That you didn't have nothing. That you were lost over there. That if I wouldn't save you, you would drown over there in the contamination of Egypt. Remember that. That you're zero. That you're nothing. Now you can do tshuva. Now you can go closer to Hashem. Now you can be holy. Now you can develop. Now you can grow. Now you can be Talmid Chacham. Now you can be righteous. You can be a prophet. You can be whatever you wish to be. Hashem can give you all powers because Hashem has all of the powers. Hashem is Kol Yachol. And if He is Kol Yachol, He can make you to be a Kol Yachol also. Moshe Rabbeinu is changing nature on the spot. Righteous people are changing nature. They're mixing nature. They're making whatever they want. In one night, he's standing and praying, and all group of soldiers are dying. Chizkiyahu is standing, saying to Hashem, Hashem, I don't have the power to pray. I'm going to go to sleep now, and you're going to fight for us. And he's going to sleep. And the angel of Hashem Yitbarach is coming in the middle of the night and picking all of the souls of all of the enemies of Am Yisrael. You don't have enemies. You think the Ishmaelim here can move a finger? Hashem can reject them to Yam HaMelech to go to a night swimming in Yam HaMelech in 1 hour, in 1 minute. It's mamash, it's a valley from here, from this place. To Yam HaMelech, it's a valley. It's called Gei Ben Hinnom, the valley of hell. And this is it. Everyone can just go back to the place that they came from. And this is it. You don't have no problems. We don't have no enemies. No one can touch us. No one can touch us. No one can touch us. Rabbi Chaim Vital is telling on sheikhs, on important sheikhs, important leaders of Ishmaelim that were guarding, that they were guarding the area of Beis HaMikdash. And they came to him, he's knocking on his door in the morning and wake him up. Rabbi Chaim Vital is looking at him, tells him, yes, he said, you are a man of God. And he's bowing to him and kissing his legs and told him, at night, I was in Beit HaMikdash and I saw you and I saw your figure and I saw who you are. When the greatness of Am Yisrael is going to be revealed, all of the nations are going to surrender themselves to us. Because only by us, they have bounty, they have shefa. If they were not going to surrender to us, fire is going to find them. Poverty is going to find them. They won't have what to eat. They were not going to have what to drink. They're all going to be sick and suffer. And we want to give them health. We want to give them life. We want to teach them everything that they are able to accept. We're not stopping shefa from no one. We're the nation that is the light of the nations. We love their job. We like their job. We want to give from whatever we have. We don't have no problem. But for that, they need to be humble. You have to recognize Hashem Elokei Israel. Not Hashem, not the Creator. If you are a non-Jew and you believe in the Creator, it's not enough. You need to believe in Hashem Elokei Israel, that He chose the nation of Israel. Only then you believe in the right way. Only when you're going to realize that Hashem Yitbarach chose Am Israel from all of the nations, and it wasn't our fault at all. It was because that all of the nations refused to receive the Torah. They said, no, 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 no. I have too many businesses to care. I have to murder too many people. I cannot accept the Torah. I have to steal from too many stores. I'm sorry. I have a job to do. I'm sorry. Too many gorgeous women outside. I'm sorry. I don't have time to keep Shabbos. This is how they rejected the Torah. You rejected the Torah. So what do you want from me? I didn't reject the Torah. All of the souls of Am Yisrael said, Na'aseh v'nishma. We're going to do and we're going to hear what more. What else you want us to do? This is our secret. We need to commit ourselves to Hashem Yitbarach before the salvations are coming. Because after Mashiach is coming, you're not accepting Baalei Teshuvah anymore. It's all of Am Yisrael going to recognize the truth. Everyone going to come and going to give sacrifices in Beit HaMikdash. Wonderful, but they won't have no reward on that. Only when today you're sacrificing yourself and you give the most precious things that you have to Avodat Hashem, your hours, your nights, your eating, your sleeping, your drinking, your friends, your family, you give it all to Hashem. And you say, Hashem, Chaver ani lechol asher yireucha. From this day and on, I'm a friend only of the ones that are afraid of you. Only on the friends that are your friends. But I'm not a friend anymore of my old friends. They're not my friends anymore. I'm not going with them to the clubs, to the pubs, to drink, to smoke. I'm sorry, they're not my friends anymore. If they want to join me to serve you together, welcome. My house is their house. My table is their table. More than welcome. Like I gave you my house. I gave you my house. Literally, I gave you my house. Why? Because I love you. And you're going to do the same. You're going to leave your houses. You're going to open your houses. You're going to give from your hours. You're going to give from your time. You're going to give from your talents. You're going to give from your abilities. You're going to give from your money. You're going to give. And if your wife knows also what to do, how to cook, she's going to cook. And if your kids also know how to do things, they're going to do. And when they're going to grow, and this is how it's going to grow and going to develop. And each and every one of us have that opportunity because Hashem gave you that opportunity. Because Hashem gave each and every one of us huge, huge, huge channels, pipes of shefa, of bounty, of wisdom. Of wisdom. Ashir, it's in the da'at. It's in the wisdom that you know what to say to a person. A person is calling and he's got crazy question that he's lost with that question for 30 years and you can solve it on the place, on the spot. You just tell him, no, you just need to understand that it's all from Hashem and it's all for the good. Wow, thank you. You don't know, you changed my life. What did you told me in our last conversation? Mamash, it was so inspiring. You don't realize what that you have in your pockets. You don't know your change can give parnasa to a nation. Your change. What that can change the world. Your change can change the world. The smallest things that you forget today are treasures for other people. So because that is so good here, so we forget. So we think everyone are holding in that level. That when you have a trouble, you go to Hashem. That when you need something, you go to Hashem. That when you feel something, you thank Hashem. People don't have it outside. This is our job. To go and to distribute and to expand the borders of Kedusha to the farthest places. To the places that you cannot believe that Hashem can be there. He is there. From before of the creation, He's already there. And He's waiting until He waited for you. Until you're going to do tshuva. It took you few lifetimes. Few lifetimes. He wasn't waiting for you 20, 30, 40, 50 years. This is maybe the 40, 50 lifetime that you're here. Gilgul that you're here. The person wakes up to the world with lusts and desires. It means that he is not first time here. That he sinned, that he spoiled few times already before. If you have desire to murder, anger, and you're furious, it means that you've done that before. You've been contaminated in that. But you haven't murdered no one in this generation, in this lifetime. Okay, this is what that you received. And it's after a lot of discounts. It's with a lot of mercy that Hashem Yitbarach brought you in a way that you're going to have the possibility to do tshuva. So Hashem was waiting for Am Yisrael for thousands of years. Thousands of years that Hashem Yitbarach is waiting and waiting and waiting. And we just need, have to and will, then jump on that opportunity to teach the nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Torah, Torah Chaim, Torah how to live life of faith, to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to reveal our hearts to Him, to share, and we're going to be answered on all of our prayers, on all of our requests. Amen. Thank you very much.